Hey there, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Gary Zimak Show. Great to be back with you here once again on Blog Talk Radio. Today we will, as we do each Friday, take a look at the Mass readings for the upcoming Sunday. This Sunday will be the 14th week in Ordinary Time. We'll take a look at those Mass readings, and we have a very, I think, an inviting message from Jesus in today's Gospel. We're really going to focus on that because I think the message that we're going to hear today is one that we've heard so many times we can easily just let it go in one ear and out the other. You never want to do that because Jesus is talking to us. Every time we open the Bible and we look at the Gospel, or we even look at one of the readings from the Old Testament, anything in the Bible, that is the Lord speaking directly to us right now at this present time. Don't you agree that it's easy to forget that sometimes? It's very easy. It's too easy to forget that this, the Bible is, I would say, the most reliable way of hearing the Lord speak. Every time he speaks to you through the Bible, every time you open the Bible, you can be assured that that is him speaking. Now, you can misinterpret it, no doubt about it, but it is him speaking to you. Sometimes if you get a thought in your mind, you think it might be the Lord, maybe it's not. That's true, but the Bible, you know, is the inspired Word of God. So we will look at the Mass readings. We will also feature part two of the interview that I recently did on A Spirit in the Morning with Ray Mooney, who works for the MyConsecration.org apostolate. He's going to be talking about total consecration to Jesus through Mary. And as a reminder, you're going to hear me say this a lot for the next month or so. On September the 4th, we kick off total consecration preparation, 33-day preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Very briefly, what happens is we begin the prep on the 4th of September, which happens to be Labor Day. It's a Monday this year. And then we will go for 33 days doing a yet-to-be-determined preparation method, although I have an idea. Now, remember, there are several methods, or you might not be aware of this. There are several methods. The whole idea of total consecration to Jesus through Mary was popularized by St. Louis de Montfort, but he never really came up with a step-by-step method. As a result, there are many different methods around there. I've been doing this, I think this will be the seventh year. I should probably know that, but I'm not really sure. I think we've done it for 6 years prior to this. I've used many different methods. Last year, I used a combination of different methods. This year, I have a plan, but we're going to see. Let me pray about it. Let me look into it, and I'll let you know. But what happens is we begin on September the 4th, and then we make our total consecration on October the 7th, which is the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. That's the way it works as usual. It's not going to cost you anything, and I strongly recommend that you do it. And really go through the process. And either Ray said this last night on last night's interview, or he'll say it today. He recommends that you go through the process. If you decide that you don't want to go ahead and do the consecration, that's fine. You don't do that until October the 7th. So go through the prep and see what happens. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you. Talk to the Blessed Mother as you're going through it. Ask Jesus what, you know, if he could help you along the way. And then if you feel you're ready, you make your total consecration on October the 7th. If you have questions, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. The other piece of information for you is, if you would like me to come out to your parish and speak, I would love to do that. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. And while you're there, check out all of my books, including the latest Stop Worrying and Start Living. You can find out more information about my work by going to followingthetruth.com. All right, that's the news. Let's begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Holy Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us this new day. Thank you for the privilege of allowing us to come together on Blog Talk Radio to share the good news of your Son Jesus and his Catholic Church. Father, please continue to help us, provide for us with our material needs, provide for us spiritually, and help us to feel the peace that you wish us to have. Sometimes we get caught up in the problems and the troubles of daily life. We forget that you do want us to be at peace, and it is possible to obtain that peace by sticking with you and walking with you each day. We do that by going through your Son Jesus with the help of the Holy Spirit, and we ask that you come to me today on the program and speak your words through my lips and open all of our hearts and our minds to be receptive to your message. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I'm going to take a sip of my beverage du jour. Here we go. That's especially good. That, in case you're wondering, is some Mystic Monk chocolate cherry coffee. And if you are into coffees, even in the summer, you know, it's funny. I'm a coffee drinker. Even in the summer, I will drink hot coffee. I've never been into the iced coffee thing. Check out some of the great coffee available from Mystic Monk. Find out more at followingthetruth.com. But as I always tell you, hope you have a good beverage. Hope you have a snack. Hope you're ready to sit and really talk about these readings. I'm getting ready to get started now. We'll look at the Mass readings for Sunday's Mass. 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We are coming very close to the halfway point in the church calendar, believe it or not. We are just about at the halfway, a couple weeks to go. There are 33 weeks in Ordinary Time, and then the 34th week of Ordinary Time is actually a big day. It's a solemnity. It's the solemnity of Christ the King. So really, we're talking 34 weeks in Ordinary Time. And then we start Advent. So I'm not trying to get ahead of us or anything. I'm not trying to rush things, but I just want to give you an idea of where we stand in the church year. The first reading from Sunday's Mass comes from the book of the prophet Zechariah. Now, what I'll do is I'll read all the readings, talk a little bit about them, and tie them all together at the very end. This is Zechariah chapter 9, verses 9 through 10. Thus says the Lord, "Rejoice heartily, O daughter Zion. Shout for joy, O daughter Jerusalem. See, your king shall come to you. A just Savior is he, meek and riding on an ass, on a colt, the foal of an ass. He shall banish the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The warrior's bow shall be banished, and he shall proclaim peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth." Now, if you think this sounds familiar, that's because this is one of the readings that is generally used on Palm Sunday. Obviously, we see the figure of Jesus here, the king who is riding on a colt, riding on an ass, on a colt, the foal of an ass. He shall banish the chariot. The warrior's bow shall be banished. He shall proclaim peace to the nations. We're obviously talking about our Lord and Savior, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. So again, let's just take it and leave this reading here and treat it as the prophecy, the foreshadowing, the message, the announcement to the people that this big king is coming. The King of Kings, he is coming one day. And when we look at the gospel, when we look at the psalm, again, it will all tie in together. The responsorial psalm, Psalm 145, "I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. I will extol you, O my King, O my God and King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all and compassionate toward all his works. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. The Lord is faithful in all his works and holy in all his works." I'm sorry, "The Lord is faithful in all his words and holy in all his works. The Lord lifts up those who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down." If you're struggling today, if you are looking at life and it seems hopeless, I really understand what that feels like, because I go through these periods too. We all do. You run into something, you run into a problem. It could be, oftentimes it's just that your body's tired. You're broken down, you're tired, you need some sleep. And something's going wrong for you in life. You're discouraged, you're hoping that something comes through. You're praying for something and it's just not coming through. And in fact, things are getting worse. You know that feeling? Well, the reminder is in this psalm to turn to the Lord, because he lifts up all who are falling down and raises up all who are bowed down. How do you get past that? How do you get past it when you don't even know what words to use in prayer? You ever been there where you don't even know how to pray? "I will praise your name forever, my King and my God." What I have learned in my life, and I'd like to share this with you, is that when you don't even know what to ask for, when you're just so frustrated, when you're so exhausted and you're really discouraged, praise you, Lord. Lord, you have created heaven and earth. You have created everything. You have created me out of nothing. Lord, you are all-powerful. Lord, you can do all things. Lord Jesus Christ, you rose from the dead. On your own power, you rose from the dead. You broke the bonds of death. And you go on and on and on with these prayers of praise, with these prayers of blessing, of acknowledging the fact that the Lord is all-powerful. And you know what happens? Before you know it, you start to feel a little bit better, even if it's just a little bit better. Better is better than worse, right? So that's a good thing. And when you start to recognize the fact that the Lord can do all things, you start to feel a little bit more optimistic. When you meditate on his great love for you, and no doubt about it, he loves you unconditionally. He loves you as if you were the only person who ever existed. Start thinking about that. And then you follow it through from there, and you say, well, okay, if he loves me that much, then this thing that he's allowing to happen in my life, there's a reason for this. I might not get it, but there's a reason. And, you know, you do this every day, several times. It's not easy. It's not easy to force yourself to do it. It doesn't mean you can't have a day where you just get fed up and you complain. You're going to have those days. But try to keep at it. Pray whether you feel like it or not. And even if you don't want to thank the Lord for a particular thing that he did for you, I mean, you're going to have those days where you say, you know what, I don't feel like thank you. I recommend you do it. But even if you don't feel like thanking him for what you have, well, then just focus on his power and his greatness. Because ultimately what happens is when you do that, you start to believe more that he can fix whatever it is that you're struggling with in your life. And, you know, this is a process that you're going to be working on for the rest of your days on this earth. We're never going to get to that point where we've got it all down and we don't have to work at it anymore. You never want to get to that point, because when we pray, we are working on our relationship with the Lord. We're not just asking for things. It's more than that. We want to grow close to him. And as you grow close to him, then you want to repay his love, right? He loves you unconditionally. You want to repay that love by loving him in return, loving other people, even those you don't necessarily like. But it is a process, and it takes time. Be patient with yourself and take it one day at a time. The second reading is from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, beginning in chapter 8, verse 9. Brothers and sisters, you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit. If only the Spirit of God dwells in you, whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through his Spirit that dwells in you. Consequently, brothers and sisters, we are not debtors to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. The Holy Spirit dwells in us. If you were baptized, you received the Holy Spirit. When you're confirmed, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are strengthened. So baptism and confirmation, it's a two-part sacrament. You have the full Holy Spirit and his gifts, the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. And those gifts can bear fruit in your life. Notice I say can. They don't have to. See, the Holy Spirit will not force his way into your life. He's not going to force you to act against your will. You've got to give the Holy Spirit permission to work in your life. But if you think about it, this Holy Spirit, the church teaches the Holy Spirit is the love between the Father and the Son. The Holy Spirit is a person. He's the third person of the Trinity. He is God. The Holy Spirit is that Spirit that dwelled in Jesus. Do you ever wonder when Jesus woke up in the morning how he knew what to do? You think he just sat around and said, well, let me check off this checklist here. Who do I have to heal today? Let me see. I haven't done any healing in a while. I'm going to do it. You know, it sounds funny when we talk about it that way, but how did Jesus know what to do each day? Jesus was driven by the Holy Spirit. You've got that Spirit dwelling in you. That Holy Spirit lives in you. Isn't that a great thing? So if you could just get in touch with that Holy Spirit and let him work through you, imagine the peace. If nothing else, imagine the peace you will feel. Guess what? Jesus didn't worry. Jesus wasn't stressed out about things. Why? Because Jesus was one with the Father and the Spirit. And God the Father knows exactly what's going on in our lives. So he doesn't panic about things that happen. He knows everything that's going to happen. And he knows that ultimately one day we will be able to live with him forever in heaven. This life is a test. This life can be challenging. But if we cooperate with the grace that he gives us, we can successfully make it to the main reason we were created, life in heaven with him. Gospel today comes from Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 through 30. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." I'm going to end with this before we go to a break. Come to me. Are you burdened? Are you tired? Are you weary? Jesus is extending that invitation to you. Jesus is the full revelation of the Father. Doesn't get any better than that. And if you look at all these readings together, the message is clear. Jesus was sent to earth from the Father. He was sent to redeem us, to open the gates of heaven. And if we follow him, not only will we get to heaven one day, but we're going to experience peace in this life. That's very appealing, isn't it? Come to him. The invitation is there. All right, we're going to take a break now and hear a message from the Christophers. After that, part two of my interview from Spirit of the Morning with Ray Mooney about total consecration. After that, I'll be back to close out the show. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Gary Zimak Show on Blog Talk Radio.
Christopher Minutes. Thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. The Tim Allen sitcom Last Man Standing once told a story that involved the characters Kyle, who is religious, and Ryan, who is an atheist. Ryan has been unsuccessful at getting his 9-year-old son Boyd to admit he stole candy from a store. But after Kyle babysits, the boy finally admits the truth, and he says it's because Kyle told him about Jesus. Ryan gets upset because he assumes that Kyle told Boyd that an angry God would punish him for lying. But Kyle explains, "Boyd was scared that if he told you what he did, you wouldn't love him anymore. I said you were like my friend Jesus. Even if I do something bad, as long as I'm honest, he still loves me." A humbled Ryan thereby learned a lesson about the mercy of God. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
I haven't spoken about it a lot on this show, but I alluded to it earlier this week when we had Ray Mooney on to talk about the topic. On October the 7th of 2011, I made my total consecration to Jesus through Mary. It's a formal process popularized by St. Louis de Montfort, and I have to tell you, on a personal level, it was completely life-changing. And I am grateful to, first of all, St. Louis de Montfort for popularizing this devotion, and also for Ray Mooney, because we had a meeting. He really turned me on to the devotion. It has changed my life. Essentially what happened is I gave my life to the Blessed Mother, and I said, "Mom, you have permission to make me a saint, to lead me to Jesus." She has done that. I mean, she's still working on the saint part. That's going to take some work. But the deal is, she has brought me closer to Jesus than I ever thought possible. And a fact that you may not know is on my podcast. I do a podcast, The Gary Zimak Show, that you can find out more about by going to my website, followingthetruth.com. But I've done this nightly podcast for several years. And each year on that podcast in the fall, I lead the preparation, the 33-day preparation for total consecration. And over the years, I have probably led 3,000 people through total consecration to Jesus. Wow. Through Mary. I believe in it. And I urge you to really take what my next guest has to say seriously.
And I want to tell you publicly for the first time that this year, beginning on September the 4th, I will once again be leading Total Consecration on my podcast. And we'll talk more about how you get to that, but that's free of charge. You can get it on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and TuneIn Radio. I believe in this devotion. It will change your life. And with that, let me introduce my next guest, Ray Mooney. Ray Mooney is the national coordinator for parish consecration for the MyConsecration.org group, headed by Tony Mullen, a local guy, really good guy who loves the Blessed Mother as well. Ray joins us right now to talk about total consecration. Ray, good morning, my friend.
Good morning. Oh, boy, I'd love to listen to your passion. I hope it brings out some in me so I can help you to reach out to your listeners and get them to do something that we both think they really should do that will make major impact on their life.
Yeah, that's the key, Ray, and you are a passionate guy. You're the guy who first turned me on to this. So let's talk about this. We set it up a little bit last time, total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Let's address some of the let's go for the main goal of this, consecrating your life to Jesus through Mary. Why do we need to do this, Ray?
Okay. Well, first of all, I'd just like to give a little bit of information so that you'll understand how serious our ministry is about what we're doing. Mm-hmm. 21 years ago, Tony Mullen, who Gary mentioned, who is my boss, and it's a privilege to work for him, he started this whole idea of reaching out to people to save souls. And in that 21 years that he's been providing this material to people, he is quite sure that 1 million people around the world have made their consecrations directly through the work that he does. Now, don't embed that one, boy. That's pretty serious.
You're right.
Now, I've been working for him for almost 7 years now. Wonderful. Best job, so to speak, I've ever had. And I can tell you for a fact that in the last 18 months, we have shipped 120,000 consecration books throughout the U.S. and Canada. 120,000. So this isn't just a couple of guys trying to do something for Mary. This is a very serious ministry that we're doing, and I want to reach out to people with that thought in mind, that we are here to help save souls through Jesus and Mary.
Ray, and you and I have worked closely together, because when I've done this on my podcast, you've always been there, you've always supported me, and I want to thank you publicly for all that you have done to facilitate this. It's been life-changing, for not just for me, not just for you, but I get emails all the time from people who say, I consecrated my life to Jesus through Mary, and everything changed. Everything changed. I don't know exactly what Mary's doing in my life, but she's doing something.
Something to think about. She made her fiat to the Holy Trinity. She knows what fiats are.
Yep.
So when we do this consecration, we are making our fiat to her. And she will bring us to new opportunities that we never imagined in ways that we can help Jesus through her.
Right. Mm. And I think, Ray, the thing that we have to acknowledge is that by ourselves, even if we have the best of intentions, we're going to fall short. If I'm going to say I'm going to get as close to Jesus Christ as possible, I'm a weak person. I can't do this. I need help. And Mary is the perfect person to turn
to. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely she is.
Right. So now let's talk a little bit about the idea of, okay, the devotion might be scary to somebody, and we addressed that last time. Even St. Pope John Paul II said he originally thought that this devotion might be a little too excessive and it might take him away from Jesus. But look at him. Look at what happened with him, the most Marian pope that any of us can think of. He eventually realized what this was all about. The 33-day preparation, Ray, what exactly is going on there?
Well, there are two ways that it can be done. Okay. One of our books is a traditional Montfort-style book, which is all about Montfort and his ideas of bringing you to Jesus through Mary.
Right.
We also have another book, which has only come out in the last 6 or 7 years, by an amazing priest named Father Michael Gately.
Oh, yeah.
It's called 33 Days to Morning Glory. And both of them are very valid ways to make your consecration. With 33 Days to Morning Glory, it brings everything into the 21st century.
Right.
Because there are 4 weeks of preparation, And then the first week, it's all about St. Louis de Montfort. And by the way, we hope he will become a doctor of the church.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the second week, it shows you, for the next 3 weeks, actually, it shows you the impact that he had on the lives of St. Maximilian Kolbe, St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, and through St. John Paul the Great. So he brings it into the 21st century. It is alive in the 21st century. And this would be especially true maybe for people who are younger, maybe people that aren't especially well catechized,
mm-hmm.
because when they do the 33 days to Morning Glory, they will come to understand what this is all about and
right.
what their lives should be all about. So either one of these is a valid way to make your consecration. We provide both of the books on our website, and I can provide, if you have trouble with websites and things like that, I can provide the orders for you.
Mm.
And normally these books are $3 a piece plus shipping, but I will tell you right now, if somebody wants to do this, really wants to do it, and they can't afford it, don't worry. Contact me either through my phone number or my email address. I'll make it happen for you.
Wow.
We don't want anyone who seriously wants to do this not to be able to because of the $3 a book.
Wow, that's wonderful. Now, Ray, can you give out your contact information now?
Absolutely. Please go to our website, which is myconsecration.org. Myconsecration.org. And at the top of the page, you'll find my name, Ray Mooney, my cell number, 718-309-6126, and most importantly, my email address, because that's really the best way to communicate with me, because I'll place the orders for you, but I can also send you a lot of information via email. I'll direct you to places on our website you can go to get additional information. I do this 6 or 7 days a week, not because Tony says you've got to do that.
Yeah.
No, it's because this is what my Blessed Mother wants me to do, and it's never work. It's fulfilling a commitment that my fiat, what was made to her, that I would do this.
Amen.
And I love to do it.
And you've always said that, Ray. I've known you for a long time. You worked in sales for many years, and you said,
yes,
without a doubt, this is the best job you've ever had.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. I mean, I'm working for my mom.
Oh, man, Ray, you are great. And we have under a minute left. I really want to thank you. And I want to personally say, if you're listening out there and you're on the fence about this, give it a try. This will change your life. It has done so much for me. This is such a fantastic thing. Ray, one last thing. If somebody's nervous about this, and look, I was nervous going into this. What if you think, like, okay, I commit everything. I give my life over to the Blessed Mother. What if it's the wrong thing? Is this written in stone? What happens if I think I made the wrong decision by doing this?
Well, I think that people should go through the 33 days.
Right.
Because many of their questions will be answered in the course of that preparation time.
I agree.
And that's why it's a serious preparation time.
Yep.
And this is a serious thing that you're planning on doing. You're planning on consecrating yourself to Jesus through his mother.
Mm.
So don't take it lightly.
Right.
And yes, if somebody has those kinds of doubts, Gary, they can email me or call me and we can talk about it.
I agree.
I'm not concerned about dealing with that.
Nope.
It's important.
No,
it's
problem.
Important.
Agreed. And the same goes for me. If you want to talk to me about it, I would love to talk to you. It's the best move you can ever make. Total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Ray Mooney, brother, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure, my privilege.
God bless you, my friend. All right, that's Ray Mooney.
Did Jesus ever claim to be God? Or did his followers later come to think he was divine, like it was for the Buddha? Critics of Christianity affirm the latter. But is this true? The answer is no, and here are some reasons why. First, the idea of Jesus' divinity had to have come from Jesus himself, because it doesn't make sense that faithful monotheistic Jews would just out of the blue begin thinking a man was God. Second, the Gospels record Jesus saying things that suggests his divinity. For example, he applies the divine name, I Am, to himself in John chapter 8, verse 58. Mark 2, 5-7 tells us Jesus merited the charge of blasphemy by claiming to have power to forgive sins. So, Jesus claimed to be God. That's a fact. But should we believe him? Well, That's a question for some other time. I'm Carlo Broussard with a ready reason for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
Welcome back to the Gary Zimak Show, and unfortunately, we are completely out of time. I want to thank you for listening to the program today, and I want to thank you for continuing to support my work, both financially and through your prayers. If you have not made a donation, you want to help me out to keep the work going, please visit followingthetruth.com and click on Donate to make a secure online donation through PayPal. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you, and remember, wherever you go, today and throughout the weekend, the Lord's right there with you. Make sure you turn around and say hi. Talk to you next time. God bless. The Gary Zimak Show is a Following the Truth production. Our theme music is Sunshine by Kevin MacLeod. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Find out more by going to incompetech.com. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.